Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Do you have everything you want for our story today? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. Feel your hands warm. You are holding a ball of energy. Slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now, apart again. Then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax and think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. That love pours into the ball in your hands. The energy ball grows warmer and bigger as you fill it with love. Bring the ball of energy to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart feels happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of love, warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands out as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Feel the energy ball warming. Relax as you hold the ball. Again, think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Now picture the ones you love, your family, your friends, animals, your school, your town, your country, or the earth. And hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart. And let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in, nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Clumsy Kitty. The gentle rhythm of rain tapped on the roof as the chocolate and cream-colored kitty stared outside. Grubby's bright blue eyes changed focus from the raindrops trickling off the leaves of the trees to the bright petals of the flowers. Water dripped down the window. The sweet kitty took a deep breath in and out. Hoping the plants were enjoying their healthy drink of water. Grubby hoped everyone was sheltered from the rain in a nice, cozy spot. Then the little kitty stretched and hopped off the ledge. It was time to explore. Grubby sprinted down the hall to see what his family was up to. As he passed the study, he heard the squeak of a desk chair. Grubby stopped and tiptoed into the room. Dad was looking at something on the desk. The chocolate and cream-colored kitty felt curious. So, Grubby sprang up onto a chair to have a look. The blue-eyed kitty could see there were papers on the table and wondered what Dad was looking at. Grubby decided to get a closer look. The blue-eyed kitty leapt from the chair onto the table. Grubby landed on the pile of papers, and the papers slipped beneath Grubby, and with his momentum, the kitty slid right past Dad and off the table. Grubby landed on the floor and looked up, surprised. Dad sighed and moved the papers back into a pile. He looked down at the clumsy cat with a smile. Grubby began purring, happy for the attention. Dad reached down and petted the sweet kitty. Grubby nuzzled his legs and then left the room. It was time to see what Mom was up to. Grubby ran into the hall, stopping outside the family room. The soft sound of pages turning drifted into the hall. The curious cat hurried into the room and leapt onto the bookcase. The bookcase wobbled a little as Grubby landed. The clumsy kitten took a second to balance and then looked around. He saw Mom reading a book on the couch. Eager for some more petting, the kitten took a step towards Mom. His paw landed on a loose book, and with that step, Grubby and the book slid off the bookcase. Mom jumped, surprised by the sudden noise, and turned to see the cream-colored kitty. Books cascaded down all around him. She smiled and said, "Oh, Grubby." Grubby meowed his response. Mom got up and picked up the cuddly cat. Grubby snuggled into her arms, purring loudly. The cat seemed content until Mom sat down and the clumsy kitty noticed Ian playing with his blocks. Grubby felt curious once more, jumped off Mom's lap, and scampered over to Ian. Ian concentrated on constructing a building, so the little kitty decided not to interrupt. He moved to the other side to get a good look at the structure. Grubby sat down, admiring the block tower. Ian was doing a great job. The kitty began to purr and stood up again. Showing his appreciation for the tower, Grubby rubbed up against it. Blocks began to wobble, and then they tumbled down around Grubby. Surprised, Ian watched as his block tower collapsed around the purring kitten. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. In frustration. Then Ian sighed and shook his head at the adorable kitten with a smile. Grubby just wanted some attention. So Ian reached his arm out to pet the friendly cat. Grubby leapt over the blocks and snuggled with Ian. The chocolate and cream-colored kitty leaned against Ian and settled in for a nap. Enjoying Ian's company, Grubby yawned and closed his bright blue eyes. The little kitty thought of all he had to be grateful for. Grubby felt happy, snuggled next to Ian. The little kitty felt thankful he had a lovely home. Most of all, Grubby felt grateful for his loving family. The chocolate and cream-colored kitty gave himself a tight hug with his paws and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness, taking a deep dragon breath in and out. Grubby snuggled in, his nose tucked under his paws. The little kitty took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Grubby's mind quieted, and he drifted off into a deep sleep as he listened to the sound of the rain gently tapping on the roof. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.